Well, Matt, we always appreciate our friends at WNKU because you get the word out, you sponsor these concerts, and we always have a lot of fun. I've done it enough years, and you have too. Sometimes the weather's cold, sometimes it's warm, but everybody's glad spring finally coming in. I'll tell you what, the gardens are going to be prettier than ever. Some folks might remember we had a very warm March last year, and as a result, the tulips were largely done by April.
Yeah.
Right now, they're still just poking out, so they will get better and better as the 4 weeks of tunes and blooms goes through. And this year, we've got terrific groups, you know, kicking off April 3rd. We've got traditional favorite, Comet Bluegrass All-Stars, and then the great conglomerate group, Bulletville. So that's our bluegrass night. That'll be a lot of fun. And then the next week, we've got Jake Speed and the Freddies and Shiny and the Spoon on April 10th. Then we go a little reggae with the Clifftones on April 18th. And we close out our fourth one with Greenlight Morning and the Dap Girls on April 25th. So a wide variety of music, just as you play on your station. Now, I want to be sure to thank the folks at Macy's. They're sponsoring our whole April month of Zoo Blooms. It allows us to do a wide variety of things, including having more than a million flowers. That's right. We have 103,000 tulips coming up, but we also have hyacinths, flowering trees, flowering bushes. I think you might know we're one of only two accredited botanical gardens in the state of Ohio. So
yeah,
it is a flower show and one that's worth coming to. Good news about it is the concerts are free. Zoo admission's free starting at 5.
And as you said, people can get a bite to eat and something to drink, a beverage of their choice.
Absolutely, and we're excited because we're kicking it off this week, and I'm excited because the cold weather is finally coming to an end.
The admission is free. Where should people park?
Park in our main parking lot, which is right across the street. You know, it's there on Vine Street, so just come to Vine Street, turn in, and then you walk across the bridge, and there you go.
You can find out how to get more information about Tunes and Blooms on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Thane, thanks for being with me.
Matt, always good, and you guys are great. Tell everybody hi at the station.